Hello, dear friends. This is Pastor Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes to this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus. I pray that you're well today. We pray that you are finding in your heart and in your life the great peace that God promised to give those who would put their trust in Him, accept Christ as their Savior. If you don't know the Lord today, would you please stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and see what the Lord has to say in His Word to you. We believe God will show you wonderful things from His Word to let you know that God's desire and design in calling you to follow Him is not to put you in some kind of religious box and take away your freedom. In fact, it's quite the opposite. He wants to set people free from the prison of darkness, of fear, of doubt, of unbelief, of shame, of guilt, of depression. He wants to grant that wonderful peace and freedom that comes when you have every sin forgiven and you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. It is the most powerful event that can ever take place in the human experience, and that's this thing called salvation. Praise the Lord, and in choosing to follow the Lord in your life. So we pray you'll stay tuned today. If you were a return listener there in Madison to this broadcast, we are so glad that you're part of the WMAF family and becoming a part of our listening audience. We're grateful to have you return. There are other ministers here, local ministries that share on this station, and we're so happy for them that there are men and women who are declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ in the 21st century as it was written. Praise the Lord. Amen. And brought to us. And we're part of that great growing number of ministries who are returning to the old pathways, and we're grateful for those pathways being clearly delineated in the Word of God. That's going to be our subject today, rediscovering the ancient pathways and walking in them, God's pathway to peace within. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to take our teaching today out of Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. If you have your Bible, turn to the Old Testament. And if you would like to know more about this ministry, what we believe, our statement of faith, there is a statement of faith on our website, and it is substantiated with Scripture. Every statement of faith has a scriptural basis for it, and that Scripture is written underneath the statement. And you can turn and you can download sermons, full sermons from live services, or you can download this broadcast on our website. If you want to hear it again, you want to jot down some scripture that was mentioned that you missed, you can go to our website, download the broadcast that you're hearing live right now. It will be shortly put up on the website. And we're so grateful for our media minister that takes care of this and helps us to get the gospel wherever God is sending it. So if you're listening by computer, you can go to our website very easily. Just type in THCOG. THCOG, that stands for the Holy Church of God. It'll take you to our website here in Tampa, our church website, and you can browse around. You can leave a testimony or a comment if you would like, and we would be so glad if you would visit us there. Amen. No strings attached. We would just be happy that you would come and browse around and let the Lord speak to your heart in any way that He sees fit through the sermons that are listed there and the testimonies. Praise the Lord. Now, let's get into this subject. This is a vital subject for the times that we are living with, between the swine flu, the global warming, the wars and rumors of wars, the personal crisis, the murders, the outrageous things that are happening in our own nation and nations around the world. How we need to find this pathway to peace within. In order to find it, we have to rediscover the ancient paths. We have to determine to walk in them. It's worth the trip, my brother and my sister. It's worth the effort to discover what God offers us to help us in this very, very troubled time. Let's read from Jeremiah 6 and verse 16. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find a rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein." This has been the problem from day one. God has set forth a way for us to live and to walk that would bring us great peace and rest within, fulfillment. And man has chosen to go in our own way. And we forfeit all of the good things that God wanted to bless us with and grace us with. You know, this world wasn't like this world is before the fall in the Garden of Eden. It was a world of goodness everywhere you turn. Nothing hurt in God's world, and man didn't even have to toil to make a living. God set him in a garden setting of beauty and rest and peace and total fulfillment until a choice was made not to walk in God's ways, but to walk in our own way. It has always been the problem that God has had with His creation. He gave us a free will, and we are free to choose His way, or we are free to walk in our own way. Oh, I walked in my own way for many years, but oh, how wonderful it has been since I have chosen to receive Christ as my Savior and walk in God's way. There is no comparison in the life I lived in sin and the one that I live now following Jesus Christ. Oh, what a privilege it is to declare unto you, not just because the Holy Word of God declares it, but because I have personally experienced it. I have been walking in the Lord's way for all of these years. I gave my heart to Christ at 21 years of age, and I'm now 62. And I'm telling you, there's not a day of my life that I'm not grateful for the day that I changed pathways. Praise God. I'm glad I'm not on the highway to hell, not just to escape hell alone, but not to experience all of the turmoil that comes through this world into the life of those who don't have God to trust in. I am so glad to have peace in the time of trouble, peace within that cannot be shaken by the circumstances without. And I want to talk to you about how to find that peace today. Amen. Listen, there's a contemporary version that says, "So now the Lord says, stop right where you are. Look for the old godly way and walk in it. Travel its path, and you will find rest for your soul." But you reply, "No, that's not the road that we want." Man's search for peace within has taken many turns down through the centuries, even in ancient Israel, a culture so rich in the revelation of God's holy standards, a culture so schooled by the patriarchs and the prophets in God's eternal guidelines to live pleasing to their God and at peace with themselves. They left the old proven paths, and they went their own way. At the time of this writing, false prophets have promised a false peace. Jeremiah was sent to call them back to the old paths that lead to true peace. Israel was at a crossroad. The New International says it well. This is what the Lord says: "Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your soul. But you said, we will not walk in it." With all the modern advancements in our 21st century culture, and with its new age teachings, its new world order and worldview, its new approach to education, its new definition of family, its new morality of situation ethics, and with all its intellectuals and self-help gurus, true peace within still eludes modern man. According to the Associated Press article in the Tampa Tribune, the FDA approves Prozac for children. The popular antidepressant drug can now be prescribed for very young children suffering from depression. incredible that we live in a day with so many blessings in our nation. We have more materially than we have ever had in any previous generation. Even with the economic slowdown, we're still a very, very blessed materially nation. And what we, like ancient Israel, are at a crossroad. We can continue to find or seek to find new ways to try to cope with the pressure of living in a sin-sick world, or we can choose the God-given path to peace. And I'm telling you, without peace, if you're riding around in an Escalade or Rolls Royce, without peace, you don't have fulfillment. You can't have happiness in life without peace within. You can live in a 6-bedroom mansion with 5 bathrooms and a kitchen that any woman would just feel like they were in heaven to walk in. But without peace, all of that will soon grow old, and it will be tarnished by not having the fulfillment within that it promises to bring. Nothing can fulfill you within without God's peace reigning in your heart and in your life. Words like godliness, holiness, and sanctification seem outdated in the 21st century, even in the church, and irrelevant to the new gospel. They involve an attitude of submission and surrender, and a commitment to follow the Lord and not the trends of the culture and of the day. It's a radical faith that brings this peace within, but it's a restful faith that satisfies the deepest needs and longings of the human soul. The following God's commands in the 21st century still lead to rest for the soul. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." If you think God is going to put you in a religious box if you accept Christ as your Savior, take away your freedoms and liberties, you are wrong. It's just the opposite. God is going to liberate you from a prison house of darkness and guilt and shame and fear, frustration and agitation. And He's going to give you rest for your soul. That sweet peace within is going to flood your soul. Christ's great call and challenge in the first century is the same call and challenge to man and women in the 21st century. Come unto me. Sin is still the issue, and Christ is still the answer. There's a wonderful release when the burden of guilt and sin is removed from us. The tension between a holy God who cannot abide our sin gives way to sweet peace and acceptance. Love and grace and mercy reigns, and peace is the result of that in our soul. This is an ancient path, but it's the only path to true peace. Peace with God and the peace of God. My grandmother was in her mid-90s when she fell sick, and as the old-timers say, she took her bed. That meant she laid down not to get up anymore. And it meant that they knew death was imminent, and they took their bed. They laid down, never to get up anymore. She was at home laying in that bed, and my wife and I came to visit her for the last time, actually, I believe. And we came and we sat by her bed, and we prayed for her that God's grace and God's mercies would be upon her, that she would have His literally traveling mercies from this land to that land, and that she would feel His great peace within. And suddenly she sat up in the bed. Now, I'm talking about a woman that was dying, a woman that was too weak to turn herself over from one side to the other. We would have to turn her. Just as the Spirit of God came on her as we prayed, she sat upright. She turned. We reached to help her. She wanted to stand upon her feet. We steadied her. She stood right upon her feet beside her bed, and she began to sing a song she had learned as a child in church. Let's go on. Let's go on. Talking about this good old way. Let's go on. Let's go on. talking about the Lord. The next verse said, let's go on. Let's go on walking in this good old way. Let's go on. Let's go on walking with the Lord. She laid back down, and it wasn't too long before she went to be with the Lord. But she was joyously singing about the good old way. I'm going to tell you something today. Amen. Maybe some of the old timers can tell us something. I'm becoming an old timer myself, and I pray you'll listen to me. I've watched people try and fail all of the newfangled ideas that are offered to modern man in a postmodern world. Some of these principles of peace seem to be outdated. They want something new and improved, new and different. But I'm telling you, friend of mine, God knew what he was doing when he paved this road that leads to peace. And he made this road and laid it down for us in his word. Praise God. He's the Lord God of Israel. He doesn't change. You know why he doesn't change? Why he doesn't update himself to be in sync with the times is because he's perfect from the beginning. He doesn't need to change, friend. We're the ones that need to change. Praise God. Amen. And Christ's great challenge to us today in the postmodern world to 21st century man is, come unto me. Sin is still the issue. Jesus is still the answer. It's an ancient path, but it's the only path. I'm going to state that again emphatically. It is the only path to true peace. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I am the way, he says. In the Greek, it means a traveled way, literally a road. Jesus is the pathway to peace with God. Christ is the bridge that spans the awful gap between God and fallen man. He is the truth, therefore, and he is the life. He is the way to God. He says, come unto me. I will give you rest. The first step on the path to peace is to come to Jesus. He is the way to God. He is the way to eternal life. He is the way to heaven. His rest is eternal, and it lasts throughout eternity. Here's where Christ is leading us to. Listen to this very, very carefully. In Revelation chapter 22, verses 1, I'm just going to read 1 through 6 and then 13 through 17. Listen to where this path leads us if we choose to accept Christ and follow him. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither the light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servant these things which must shortly be done. Verse 13 says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, literally walk in his ways, choose to follow him, that they may have right to the tree of life, that they may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Here's the invitation, friend, in verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Come unto me, Jesus says. I will give you rest. I have peace today because I know where I will spend eternity. My soul is resting in full assurance because I have come to Jesus Christ as my Savior. And friend, it's not just going to happen when we get to heaven. That peace begins immediately in our soul. Praise God. All along the way, the trip to heaven is marked with peace. Praise God. We don't need a new gospel, friend. We need to get back to the original. We need to stand at the crossroad and call for the old pathway. If you're a preacher of the gospel and you are listening today and you are pressured by the culture, even by your own denomination, to look for some new way, you need to take a very strong stand today and preach the gospel that was once declared. It still is the mighty saving power of God in the 21st century. It still produces the rich, powerful peace that passes all understanding. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in spirit, and you will find rest for your soul." The first call is the call to salvation. The second call is the call to discipleship, the call to follow Christ. Taking his yoke is a symbolic expression. It means to submit to me and become my disciple. The yoke is a symbol of the condition of servitude. 1 Timothy 6 said, "Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of the Lord and his doctrine be not blasphemed." The original gospel required a full-blown, all-out commitment to Christ's lordship. It produced harmony and fellowship. No tension between God's will and our will, resulting in rest for the soul, a sweet satisfaction, a sublime peace, a surrender that brings serenity, rest for your soul. A disciple in the biblical sense doesn't just know what his master teaches. He's becoming what his master is. A true disciple is like a branch on a vine. He lives in vital union with Christ. John 15 said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you." Praise the Lord. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. And I'm telling you, friend, today, he has in him everything that you and I need to have peace and to have joy and to have fulfillment in life. And the message of that day is the same message we declare this day. For this Jesus is saying to you, to me today, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Someone said Jesus is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He's the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He always was, he always is, he always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and eased pain. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life. He is risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. Amen? What an understatement that is. The world simply can't understand him. The armies can't defeat him. The schools can't explain him, and the politicians can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. The Pharisees couldn't confuse him, and the people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. The New Age can't replace him, and the TV talk shows can't explain him away. He is light, love, longevity, and Lord. He is goodness, kindness, gentleness, and God. He is holy, righteous, mighty, powerful, and pure. He's always right. His word is eternal. He is unchanging. His mind is on me. He is my Redeemer. He is my Savior. He's my guide. He's my peace. He's my joy. He's my comfort. He's my Lord. He rules my life. I serve Him because His bond is love, His burden is light, and His goal for me is abundant life. I follow Him because He is the wisdom of the wise. Praise the Lord. He's the sovereign Lord of all that was and is to come. And if that seems impressive to you, this person says, try this on for size. His goal is a relationship with me and you. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never mislead us. He will never forget us, never overlook us. He never fails to take our calls. When I fall, He lifts me up. When I fail, He forgives. When I am weak, He is strong. When I am lost, He is the way. When I'm afraid, He is my courage. When I stumble, He steadies me. When I'm hurt, He heals me. When I'm broken, He mends me. When I'm blind, He leads me. When I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I face trials, He's with me. When I face persecution, He shields me. When I face problems, He comforts me. When I face loss, He provides for me. When I face death, He carries me home. He is more than I ever wanted. He is better than I ever dreamed of. He is more beautiful than I ever imagined. He is more than I ever hoped for. He is everything for everybody, everywhere, every time, and in every way. He is God, and He is faithful. I am His, and He is mine. My Father in heaven can whip the father of this world. So if you're wondering why I feel so secure, understand this. He said it, and that settles it. God is in control. I am on His side, and that means all is well with my soul. Every day is a blessing because God is. Hallelujah. God can heal your every pain, friend. Wherever you want to talk and wherever you want to talk to Him, wherever you are, He's always ready to listen. God can live anywhere in the universe, and yet He offers to live in our hearts. Listen, friend, God is crazy about you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He gave His Son to redeem you. And if you're not a Christian today, He gave His Son so that you, right where you are, can be forgiven of your sin. And the first thing that's going to happen is a sense of great peace within. But that peace is going to reign in your life throughout the rest of your life here and throughout all eternity. This old ancient pathway of repenting of our sin and choosing to walk God's way. Repentance simply means a 180-degree turn, turning around from the direction you're heading and heading in another direction, asking Christ to come into your heart, forgive your sin, and bowing to His lordship and determining in your heart with His help, His grace, His strength to begin to walk in His ways. I'm telling you, friend, this is that good old way that my great-grandmother had such joy in pondering in her heart that she came up out of her deathbed to sing about it. This good old way is the gospel of Jesus Christ as it was given to the church through the apostles and prophets over 2,000 years ago. It is a saving, healing, delivering gospel. And today I have declared it once again to you. And if you don't know Jesus, would you open your heart right now and accept Him as your Lord and your personal Savior? And if you know the Lord is your Savior, you're a Christian today, but you haven't fully surrendered to His ways and you're still seeking your own, would you out of love, reverence, honor, and respect for Him, and out of the need for this great peace to flood your soul, would you not just be a church-going person? Would you be a true follower of Jesus Christ? Would you begin to apply His word to your daily life in a personal, practical way and say, Lord, from here on out, I want Your way. I want to walk in Your way. I want the ancient way because it's the good way and it's the only way to true peace within. We love you today. Would you come back next week? We want to pursue this wonderful gospel, and we want to talk more about Jesus Christ. We love you today. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. And come back again and let's talk about Jesus Christ.